year, if that's okay with you, Ari.
Okay,
so.
You're gonna mute everybody?
Mazel tov.
Yeah, mazel tov. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Where's the mazel tov?
My son had a boy, so the bris was this morning.
Mazel tov.
Okay, thank you, mazel tov. Okay, we're going to start the shiur right now. It's Parshas Ki Tse. We're going to start with the Parsha of Yifas Tayar. Okay, so the Torah says, let me just find a place. Ki Tse la mechama yevecha, you go to war on your enemies, and asane Hashem lekecha biyadecha v'reshavis l'shevyei. And Hashem gives your enemies over to you, and you take a captive, v'reshavis l'shevyei. And you see amongst the captivity a woman, a Yifas Tayar, and you v'chashakta bo, you desire her, v'lakachta l'al isha, the Torah allows you to take her as a wife. The Torah gives the details when you could do it, when you can't. That's the parsha. So there's a question over here from the Ma'at Chachma. It says in the beginning of the parsha, Ki say salam b'chama yivecha, nesane Hashem v'kecha b'yadecha v'shavisa shevya. So the Ma'at Chachma wants to know, why does the Torah say it this way? The Torah should have just said, when you go out to war and you see a POW and you want to marry her, you can marry her. Why does it say, Ki say salam b'chama yivecha, and grada agavurcha, Hashem is going to give the enemy over into your hands? Why is that negeya? Right? Why is it negeya that Hashem is going to give the enemy over to you in your hands? L'chaira, that the truth should be that if you go to war, you should be able to take a yifas toyar, regardless or not. That's the Meshech Chachma's question. Okay, clear? Again, the halacha of Yifas Tayar should be that regardless if you win the war or not, you should be able to take a Yifas Tayar. Why does the Torah say when a sonny Hashem lekecha biyadecha v'shavisa shavye? That's the question. Okay, so first let me tell you what the Meshech Chachma says, and then we'll go into a little bit more drush. The Meshech Chachma says a chiddush lahalacha. It's kind of like almost a modern idea. He says that this that the Torah allows you to take a Yifas Tayar, that's only when you win the war, meaning there are no casualties of wars or no POWs. But if, let's say, you go to war and the other side takes POWs and it's not v'nosan unesanei Hashem lekecha b'yadecha v'shavisa shavyei. You don't rout the other side. You don't beat the enemy. And the enemy actually takes from us prisoners. Then there's no parsha of Yifas Tayar. And the rationale he gives this is, as we know, at the end of wars, when there are casualties on both sides or POWs on both sides, there's generally a prisoner swap after a war. So the Torah doesn't want, well, imagine you go to war and you see a faster and then you marry her. And then at the end of war, both sides are trying to make peace and they're trying to get back their captivities. So you're trying to get a Jew back and they say on the condition you give that woman back. But you're not going to want to give that woman back. She's now your wife. So you're going to say, no, I'm going to keep her and you can keep that guy. So that would be a terrible tragedy. So this that the Torah allows, the parsha of Yifas Tayar, is only in a sunny Hashem lekecha biyadecha v'yashavisa shavya. It's only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows you to win, like the wars in the early days, Klai Yisrael went to war, Hashem was with them, and there were no casualties on our side. So in that case, you could take a Yifas Tayar. That's what the Meshech Chachma says, and that is al derech hapshat. Okay, so we're going to say something al derech hadrush. In this week's parsha and in Parshas Mishpatim, there's a parsha called Perika and Teina. Okay, so let's say in this week's parsha it says like this: Leisira es chamar achicha oishayrei. You shouldn't watch your the Chamar, the donkey of your brother, Oishayrei, or his ox, Neiflim, Aderech, falling on the way, V'salamta mehem, and you're going to look away, Hakim, Takim, Imai. You should raise the animal with him, So the word imai seems to be extra. It's a mitzvah. Hakim takim. What does it mean, imai? You have a very similar pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim. Kisira chamar seinecha. Over there it talks about your enemies. You see your enemy has a donkey. Ravitz tachas marsai. V'chadaltim azoiv lo. You're not going to help him. Azoiv tazev imai. Help him. And that's the mitzvah of prika. Gemara in Bav Mitzia, second parak, Daflam Bey says there are two mitzvahs in the Torah. One is called Prika and one called Te'ina. Prika is in Mishpatim, Te'ina is in this week's parasha. Prika is if you see a very heavy load on an animal, you should help unload the animal. That's Prika, to unload, be pyrrhic. And Te'ina is this week's parasha. If the donkey was carrying a big load and it fell off and you need an animal falls to the ground, you should help your friend, help another Jew load up the donkey or the whatever the animal is, to load it up and help the animal, help your friend. That's the two parshas in the Torah. Both places it says Hakim Takim Imai, and also over there in Parsha Mishpatim it says Azuv Tazuv Imai. What's the emphasis of Imai? So the Archaim, the Kli Yakar in Parsha Mishpatim says, it's very simple. Let's say I have a donkey and I overloaded it and either it's too heavy or it fell and it's lying all over the floor. So you pull over on the throughway and you want to help me unload my animal or load up my animal, pre-cortina. So I say to you, you know what? You have the mitzvah to do it. You're commanded to do it in the Torah. Either Prika, Mishpatim, or Te'ina in Kiseitse. I'm going to go to the 7-Eleven. I'll go get myself a drink. And by the time I come back, you'll be done. So there the Kli Yakar says you don't have to do it. This, that you have to assist somebody, is only if the person wants to assist himself. If the person doesn't want to assist himself, then you don't have to assist him. And the Kli Yakar says the same is true when it comes to tzedakah. If the person is poor, sometimes you have an ani from Eretz Yisrael. I have a job, my wife has a job, and we're trying very hard, but we have on Leilenu medical conditions, and we have a lot of Yisurim, then there's a mitzvah to help him. But if there's a guy, and unfortunately we see this a lot, a guy comes into Yeshol, he collects it every day for the same exact thing. He tells everybody, Achlus is Kala, I don't know if there is a Kala, there is no Kala, but sometimes you have somebody, he doesn't at all want to work. It's a very, note his job is, he's a professional collector. He goes around collecting. That's what he does for a living. So basically, he's basically saying, you give me money so I can go collect. It's tax-free money. The Kli Yakar says, again, he wrote this 400 years ago, that in such a case, you don't have to give tzedakah. This day you have to give tzedakah if the person is similar to pre-cantina, hakim, takim, imai. If you're going to help with him, that means he's making an effort. He has a job. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. He has a job. His wife has a job. He just can't make it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes put people in a situation they can't make it. So he has to come to America and he has to collect. Then there's a tremendous mitzvah to help him. But if his job is just to be a collector, he never ever makes an attempt to make parnasa. In that case, you don't have to help him. That's what Kli Yakar says. And the same exact thing, that same exact musig we have when it comes to Avodas Hashem. The second parak of Mesillas Yesharim speaks about Zahirus. Zahirus is that a person is not allowed to go through life on autopilot. A person has to be mispainin umifakeach al drachov umaisav atayvim heimalai. I forget that, I think every time the Vilna Gaon used to go traveling, he would review a bunch of times the second parak of Mesillas Yesharim. It's a beautiful parak. How a person cannot go through life just cruise control, just without making any changes. A person has to constantly mifakeach al inyanu v'drachav atayvim heimalai, supervise himself, be self-aware, and strategize how to beat the Yetzer Hara. Now the Mesillas Yesharim adds that even if a person does this, it's impossible to win over the Yetzer Hara without the assistance of Hashem. And I would like to read you this parak of Mesillas Yesharim. It's very beautiful. First, he quotes how the Nevi'im scream about this, that a person shouldn't just go through life on cruise control. A person should constantly pay attention to your ways. Don't just go on your way and go through life and wake up every morning and go to sleep every night. No. Shleima Arma B'chachmas, and Shleima also says, Al titen shena leinecha, don't fall asleep in life. Don't fall asleep at the wheel. Utnuma la'apecha, hinasuk atzvi miyad. V'chazal amru, kol asam archoisev b'ilamazeh. Anybody who makes a strategy, he makes a way for himself. He thinks, what's the best way for me to get through my day? my week, my month, my year to be a better Eved Hashem. Zayche v'raya b'shua shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Mesilas Hashem explains what this means. U'pashadu. Shafilu imifakeh chodem alatsu. Even a person supervises everything he does in life. He wakes up, he makes a cheshva nefesh when he wakes up. How am I going to maximize my day in Avodas Hashem before he goes to sleep? Did I do my day properly for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Mesilas Yesharim says, even if a person would do all this, Shafilu mifakech odem alatsu, ein bekoichali notzel, eluli HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizer. Mesilas Yesharim says, a chiddush, it is impossible to win your Yetzar without Siyata Dishmaya. Ki ha-yetze takif mi'oi. The Yetzara is very, very overpowering. U'kamayim rakosif tsoifer rasha. The Russia anticipates. The Russia, the Yetzara. La Tzadik. The Russia is constantly awaiting the Tzadik umevakish la misai Hashem lo yazvenu biyodei. So, without a Kodesh Baruch Hu Siyata Deshmaya, a person will never overpower the Yetzara. However, achim ha'odem mifakeh chalatzmei. If a person does what he could do, does his best that he could, he supervises himself, he's self-aware, he makes time to review which direction he's going in life, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu oizrei v'nitzol min Yetzara. Avil inam mifakeh chalatzmei. But if a person neglects this element of Avodas Hashem, vadi a Kodesh Baruch Hu lo yifakeh chalav, Hashem won't help him. Ki imhu ein achosu, if he doesn't have rachmanis on himself, Hashem's not going to have rachmanis on him. If a person does not have intellect, the Mesilas Yesharim is understanding it, that you use your intellect how to fight the Yetzara. Also, the Mesilas Yesharim is understanding Hashem's not going to have compassion on him. So, an incredible Mesilas Yesharim. A person has no ability to beat the Yetzara unless there's assistance from Hashem. Hashem only gives assistance when a person makes an effort to help himself. And that's the same idea as Hakim Tokim Imoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's only going to help us lift up what we have to lift up if us, the balabas of the donkey, our goof, makes an attempt to help ourselves. If we don't make that attempt, Hashem is not going to be Hakim Tokim Imoy. That's the idea. So putting this all together, in the beginning of the parasha, Kiseitzu L'Amachama Alei Vecha, it's very well known, Dar Chaim HaKadosh. Dar Chaim HaKadosh says, besides for the Pasha Pshat, this whole parasha of Yifas Toyer could be understood al Dar Chai Remez. Kiseitzu La Milchama, La is like to the Milchama, the famous Milchama that man has against his Yetzara. Kiseitzu L'Amachama Alei Vecha. A person's neshama is the yifas tayar. It's sent down to this world. In essence, the neshama is something very beautiful, very spiritual, untainted. That's the neshama. It comes down to this world, and it's wearing big deshivya. It's wearing the captivity's clothing. It gets soiled and sullied with oilam hazeh. That is the parsh of Kiseitzu L'Amachama Alei Yevecha. The Arachaim HaKadosh goes through the whole parasha. He says that the person's job is to improve this neshama and eventually come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tshuva and ma'isim tayvim. He says that a very famous remez, it says that the Yifas Toyer will cry for a month, al aviyah val ima. The Arachaim says that's referring to the month of Elul. Uvachles aviyah ves ima yerech yamim, that's the month of Elul. That there's a month of Elul that we dedicate as preparation for tshuva for the Yom HaDin. So if you combine all these ideas, the Archaim, the Kaliyakar, the Meshech Chachma's question, and now the Mesilas Yesharim, the way we could understand it is very, very simple. Ki seitzei la milchama ala yevecha. If you go out to war, like the Archaim says, you go out to war. To which war? The war of your enemy, the cosmic enemy, the Yetzara. If you go to war, then Hashem will help you. Una sonoy Hashem lekecha biyadecha v'shavisa shavyoy. If you do that, then Hashem lekecha will give your enemy over into your hands. If we make that attempt, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us. But if a person doesn't make an attempt, like the Mesilas Yesharim says, kol mi sheim b'deya asu l'rachim alav. So it's very apropos for this month of Elul. The idea is that if we make a small effort to find time during our day to look over our lives, to see where we can improve, to maximize what we're good at, to try to leave or try to get rid of things that we may have made a mistake over there, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us tremendous siyata d'shmaya. Everybody should have a great Shabbos, and I'll see you all next week, and then we're soon going to be back in Ari's office, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. Kol Tov.
Thank you.
Okay,
good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, Kol Tov.